This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, May 27th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Amazon has struck a massive deal to buy the iconic Hollywood studio MGM, which will give Amazon access to a library of content that includes movie franchises like James Bond and Rocky, and hit TV shows like The Handmaid's Tale. So what does this mean for Amazon's place in the streaming wars? And what does the battlefield look like going forward? Our entertainment reporter Joe Flint will join us to explain after these headlines. The European Union is likely to open its first formal antitrust investigation into Facebook in the coming weeks, according to a person familiar with the matter. The probe focuses at least in part on whether Facebook favors its own flea market service, Marketplace, at the expense of other companies that sell products through Facebook. A spokeswoman for EU regulators declined to comment. Facebook also declined to comment. In the past, it said it complies with antitrust laws. Speaking of Facebook, its messaging unit, WhatsApp, is filing suit against the government in India. The suit is an attempt to block new government rules that would require the company to trace users' encrypted messages. WhatsApp argues that the rules violate users' fundamental right to privacy and that they effectively mandate mass surveillance. India's government called WhatsApp's move defiance and said Indian authorities could only use the provision to track the originator of a message for serious offenses, like those relating to the sovereignty and integrity of India. And Google struck a multi-year agreement with the national hospital chain HCA to develop healthcare algorithms using patient records. The companies say the goal is to improve operating efficiency, monitor patients, and guide doctors' decisions. Here's our hospital's reporter Melanie Evans with more.
HCA has already done some of this work on their own. In the pandemic, they used algorithms to monitor critically ill COVID-19 patients and then send alerts to physicians when they felt the treatment patients were receiving varied from what might be considered like the standard practice. There can be a very good reason for that, but in some cases, it may be that the patient's condition had changed and the treatment needed to change accordingly. In the case of the work that HCA did in the pandemic, HCA looked back to see, did that matter? And it turned out it did. They found that they saw an improvement in survival and a decline in the amount of time that patients spent in the hospital. So that's a really good example of what this could look like. And they are hoping to develop new algorithms for example, patients who have congestive heart failure who are in the hospital and need close monitoring, or ways that they might be able to use this information to treat infections more quickly and effectively.
In other major partnerships announced yesterday, Amazon said it's buying the storied Hollywood studio MGM. We'll have more on their tie-up and what it could mean for the streaming wars after the break.
This podcast is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm you share something with, listening. They take the time to understand you and your business so you get the best solution, not more noise. Start a conversation at gt.com.
Earlier this week, we told you about deal talks between Amazon and the Hollywood studio MGM. Yesterday, the e-commerce giant confirmed that it's buying MGM in a deal worth about $8.5 billion, including debt. The deal would mark Amazon's second largest acquisition in its history after its $13.7 billion acquisition of Whole Foods in 2017. And it highlights the importance of content as the streaming wars advance. For more on this, I'm joined by our entertainment reporter, Joe Flint. Hey, Joe, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so tell us about the deal. What are these two hoping to do together, and what would this partnership look like in practice?
For Amazon, they're getting access to a lot of movies and a lot of TV shows. MGM is the producer of the James Bond movies. They make the Rocky movies. They make Pink Panther. They made Moonstruck, 12 Angry Men, Basic Instinct. There's a lot of good stuff there to mine for future sequels, spinoffs, new projects, that sort of thing. And that's what Amazon is really interested in. Obviously, Amazon makes its own content as well, and they've had a lot of critical success with that. But I think it's safe to say that they are not yet seen is being in the same league as a Netflix or a Disney Plus in terms of a content platform. So getting the MGM assets will give them a ton to play with. For MGM, to be honest and blunt, it's just a very high price tag, and they could not say no. How Amazon will incorporate the MGM team, well, that's where all the fun will start in the coming year or years. But the truth of the matter is what's driving this is the content, and the content that's already there on the bookshelves and what Amazon thinks they can do with it.
Yeah. And on that note, you know, this is a lot of money to spend on content. As we mentioned, it would be Amazon's second largest acquisition after Whole Foods. What does this tell us about how Amazon is approaching the streaming wars?
Approaching it the same way they approach everything else, with a massive wallet. Technically, this is the second biggest acquisition Amazon has made after Whole Foods. However, you know, earlier this spring, they did strike a deal with the NFL for Thursday Night Football that costs over $10 billion. I know they don't own Thursday Night Football, they're just renting it, but that costs more than this whole movie studio. So I sort of feel the need to point that out. Everyone keeps talking about, well, it's the second biggest thing they ever did. Well, not really. And they're spending a ton on other content as well. They're spending the first season alone of Lord of the Rings is going to cost over $450 million. That's on top of the $250 million they spent just to get the rights to make the thing. So they are spending heavily to boost the Amazon Prime streaming service with live sports, with entertainment, with more movies, with more library, all in the hopes that when we come there, we will stick around and buy things.
Got it. Okay, so going forward, what does the battlefield of the streaming wars look like? Could we see more deals like this one?
All these companies are about acquiring content to keep you inside their walled garden. It is a dramatic business shift. You've got Warner Brothers, which used to sell TV shows and movies to everyone, sell Friends to Netflix, sell this one to that channel, that one to this channel. Now they're clawing all those rights back so that it's in their garden, their platform. That's what Amazon's going to have to do with MGM. MGM makes a lot of shows and movies that are airing on a lot of different channels. Eventually, all that will come back to them. We're seeing the same with Peacock at NBC Universal. They bought The Office, paid a lot of money to get the rerun rights to The Office, a show they own, but they still had to pay a ton of money. So all these companies are now doing this, and they're making a bet that their subscription revenue will be able to make up for the money they're having to spend on this content. Because the producers still have to get paid. It's not like Warner Brothers says, well, Friends is on our channel now, it's free. It doesn't work that way. They have to pay a premium price to keep the producers whole, the talent whole. And the hope is that you make enough money in subscription revenue and enough money in advertising revenue to justify those moves. And that's the part we'll have to see. And will there be further shakeout? I mean, right now, the streaming world looks a lot like the cable world of a decade ago. You've got all these different streaming services that you may have to buy if you want to see certain types of programming, just like you have to pay $100 to get all the different cable channels that have your stuff. So for the consumer, they'll still be spending a lot of money.
Yeah, I definitely feel like all my streaming subscriptions are starting to add up here. So, Joe, one thing I want to ask about, you know, in the case of Amazon, regulators all over the world have been raising the flag about this company's size and its market power. You know, in fact, Amazon was just sued on antitrust grounds earlier this week over concerns in its marketplace. That is, of course, a totally different part of its business. But I guess I'm wondering if this deal could pique some more of those antitrust concerns.
I think the deal will give ammunition to Amazon's critics that they're getting too big, too unwieldy. They have too many tentacles in too many businesses affecting the life of consumers around the world. But on the other side of this is the way the Justice Department and regulators review deals. And typically, not an antitrust expert, this is just coming from years of experience covering this stuff, typically they don't look at the big picture when they're looking at a deal. We can debate whether they should or shouldn't, but they're going to look at Amazon and say, well, Disney's bigger. They make a lot more content. Warner Media is merging with Discovery. They're still going to be bigger. No reason why Amazon can't own MGM. They don't always step back and say, oh, but now they have this and this, and they're selling you your shoes, and they're controlling where you can see James Bond, and they're lower, and they're forcing price discounts from competitors, all these other sorts of things. But they really just zoom in on the particulars of one deal, and is that one deal going to create an uneven balance in an industry? So that'll be the challenge for the folks who are concerned about Amazon, to convince lawmakers, regulators, antitrust enforcement, that you should connect the dots here and look at everything and really raise some questions.
All right, our reporter Joe Flint. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.